what I saw is already dramatic. I saw families separated. I saw children unaccompanied because they lost their family. They flee for their lives. I saw women that left behind them their boys and girls abducted or killed. I saw parents separated. When I was in the camp in Yola, while I was there, displaced persons were arriving. They told us that they spend weeks before arriving because they go through long distance. Sometimes they have to go outside Cameroon or to Chad before arriving to the next city that is secure and they can come. It's really a situation of emergency and need a response from security response, but also humanitarian, urgent and mid-term and long-term. And we need also a judicial response that addressed the violation committed against this community, those who did that to them, to be held accountable.
So what can be done to assist the people who are suffering from the violence?
I think first we need to ensure that we have enough capacity to receive them, to treat their visible wounds, that you have also the psychosocial, you have the health care, you have, as I said, to ensure that these children need to be healed and sent to school, and family needs to be reunified. Villages that have been destroyed, when you ensure the security, you have also to deal with the return of this community. So for the moment, we need to ensure that those who flee have a minimum of humanitarian response, and then we have to work on more longer-term response. And as I said, we need to address the violence, the violator, the perpetrators. I asked the government to take action, and I was ensured by the Minister of Justice, for example, that they will investigate the alleged violation attributed to their troops or to the militia that are supporting the government, at the same time ensure that violation committed by Boko Haram is also dealt with and addressed. We are in a very difficult context because it's election. Nigeria is one of the most important countries in this region. If this situation is not controlled, then the spillover, we are seeing it already in Chad, in Niger, and in Cameroon. And you know that other small countries are afraid and are following what is going on and would like to see things violation addressed to ensure that they will not be dragged in this situation of instability and insurgency and violence.
Any updates on the Chibok kidnapped girls? What can the UN do?
First of all, the UN, we call on those who are holding these girls to release them. There is no justification for keeping these girls in captivity. Their family are suffering. We were informed that some parents died, others are sick. The family will not give up on asking for the return of their children, and this is legitimate. We are trying our best to work with the government to ensure that if there is any opportunity, that any opportunity that we can try to ensure that these girls come back, we will do our best. But it is, first of all, the responsibility of those holding them and also the government of Nigeria. I hope that the partners working with them, all of us, we will do our best. Don't forget that these girls, while emblematic case, we have so many that have been abducted after them, girls and boys, and they are in the hands of Boko Haram, or I don't know if there is other groups that are also committing these kind of violations. So we need to investigate and to ensure that all children that are detained be released, because they are also used in combat and their life is at risk. So anything that we can do, UN will do it. But it is the responsibility of the parties to the conflict to release them.